Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. But Andrew is one of 22.5 million Americans who plan to not be at work today. Of course, he had a vacation, whereas others are just like, day after Super Bowl, I ain't going in. I'm going to be drunk. I'm going to be out partying with my friends. And if you're an Eagles fan, you're probably still awake. You probably never even went to bed yet. So there you go. Just a little rundown here. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew, by the way. So no team has ever won three straight Super Bowls, and it didn't happen again last night. In fact, oh boy, to me, it was a boring game. When it's that big of a blowout, it's boring. I want to see the biggest sporting event of the year to be an actual battle. You know, I suspected that the AFC Championship game, the division rounds of the NFC games, I suspected that those were going to be better than the Super Bowl. I suspected it, but I didn't know it was going to be this bad. Like, wow. So the Eagles were up 7-0 after the first quarter, 24-0 at the half, 34-0 with seconds left in the third quarter. And then finally, the Chiefs started making plays, but I think that was just the defense just finally just like, dude, we've won. They're not coming back from 34-0 in fourth quarter. You know, it's just not. In fact, there was 3 minutes left in the game when Nick Sirianni, the head coach of the Eagles, got a Gatorade shower. 3 minutes left in the game. They were just like, we won. It's just, we won. Just go ahead and yeah. By the way, the liquid of the Gatorade was yellow-green. If you did one of those prop bets, that was the final score was 40-22, but that score does not reflect what the game actually looked like. Jalen Hurts was the MVP of the game. In my opinion, the MVP was the Eagles' defense. I mean, goodness gracious. Like I said, the score does not show. It was 34-0 with seconds left in the third quarter. The Eagles' defense completely shut down the Chiefs. Completely shut them down. To me, they were the defense, for sure. Patrick Mahomes did have 257 passing yards when it was all said and done. 3 touchdowns, but it was all, you know, it was just cleanup stuff. He had 2 interceptions, coughed up a fumble. It might have been his worst game of his career. Like, not even post-game. It could have been the worst game of his career. It was bad. Now, granted, Travis Kelce dropped 3 passes. That doesn't help when that kind of stuff happens, right? One of the things that surprised me about the game last night, seeing Trump there. It surprised me. Not that it surprised me to see a president. Not that it would have surprised me to see Trump before the assassination attempts. But I was like, this is the last thing I want to see at a Super Bowl is to see an assassination attempt on a sitting president of the United States. Like, what in the world is he doing going there? Like, people hate you, man. I guess he was like, I'm going to the Super Bowl. So, which, by the way, Taylor Swift got booed when they put her on the Jumbotron. And when they put Trump on the Jumbotron, massive applause.
That's right. That was a telling scene right there.
It was. Yeah, people have had enough of her. It's pretty bad. And they've had enough of her more than Trump. So, oh boy, but that's, you know, football fans are going to be more Trump fans anyway. So not that big of a surprise. Speaking of Trump, Trump has directed the Treasury to stop making pennies. What? Stop producing the pennies. The 1 cent coin is wasteful, according to him. And yeah, we actually had a penny shortage last year. In the summer, I remember going to places and there were, if you have any pennies, they had signs up there. If you have any pennies, please leave us pennies. and now they're going to stop making them. Okay. I mean, I don't know what to think about that, because I don't really carry around cash or change anyway.
Right. Neither
if
do I
have cash in my wallet, I forget about it. And somebody's like, you got $2, you got $5. It's usually my kids, right? You got $5, Dad? And then I'm like, no, I don't have that. Well, let me check. And then I say, oh, I do. There's a $5 bill in here. Where did that come from? Like, I use Tap. I use Apple Pay for pretty much everything. And when I go to a place like Walmart that doesn't have Apple Pay, I'm like, what are you guys in the archaic? What is this?
Is this a 70s?
I'm going to pull my arm out, my shoulder out, trying to reach back there and get my wallet out of my pocket. Oh, dadgummit. Darn you. Giving me a shoulder strain, pulling my wallet out of my back pocket. Ugh, I hate this thing. So, no, I like Apple Pay. And if not Apple Pay, I'm pulling out a card and using Tap. And if I can't use that, then I'll use the chip. But goodness gracious, I'm not pulling out cash. I have a friend of mine. I was out with him. He's a little older. I'll admit, he's a little older. We were out at a shopping. I was just tagging along with him. And he whipped out his checkbook. I said, don't you dare. Don't you
He really
dare.
Did that?
Whipped out a checkbook.
I don't even have one anymore.
I know. I haven't had one in well over a decade.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Just, well, like, what? And, but, yeah. He was like, what? Well, it's a bigger purchase. I use it. I'm like, no, dude. You can't be writing checks. Come on, you're killing me. Speaking of killing, it's 5:16. I'm a minute over traffic on the 5, so let's go ahead and get traffic on the 5 to John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-1, 10 are flowing smoothly. Even 98, I'm not seeing any delays there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
There's a text. What really surprised me about the Super Bowl is that the officials were not on the Chiefs' side. Maybe they decided not to pay them off this year. Ouch.
Well, you know, the first call was kind of controversial, and then the refs had to make it up with the that one Eagles call. So they you know, because wasn't pass interference. I can tell you that much.
No, they both of those two calls were bad at the very beginning of the game, for sure. President Trump also, on Air Force One, was talking to media. And at one point, Canada becoming the 51st state came up, and he said... And they basically said, are you serious about Canada becoming the 51st state? Quote, yeah, it's a real thing. I think Canada would be much better off being the 51st state because we lose $200 billion a year with Canada, and I'm not going to let that happen while we're paying them. Blah, 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 blah. So, yes, the Canada thing is a real thing. Apparently, Justin Trudeau also gotten... you know, hot mic behind the scenes saying it's a real thing that Canada will become or could become the 51st state. Now, I don't know of any polling, like any official polling, and definitely no, you know, ballot referendums or anything like that in Canada that gauges Canadians' interest to become the 51st state. My guess is they would be deeply opposed to it. Everybody I know who's Canadian, all my friends who like been born there or raised there, they are very proud that they are Canada and we are the USA. Like they like to be distinguished differently. So my guess is it would not be a popular sentiment to become the 51st state. But the fact that this is being discussed so openly by both Trump and Justin Trudeau has got to piss off Puerto Rico.
That's what I was just about to say.
Puerto Rico's been trying for years because they've actually passed ballot referendums in the province of Puerto Rico in order to become the 51st state. It went to Congress a couple of years ago, and Congress passed a bill that would make them the 51st state. And then it went to the Senate, and they didn't even take it up for a vote. And so it died. It came back up again last year. And Congress didn't even vote on it that time. And so, like, they keep – Puerto Rico's like, we want to. Over 52% of the population keeps saying in all of their ballot referendums, we want to be the 51st state. And Congress passed a bill once. That was it, one time. It comes up every year, making Puerto Rico the 51st state, and won't do it. And then here's Canada, who's never even had a ballot referendum to become a 51st state. We're like, we're going to make them the 51st state. This is a very real thing. I'm like, I feel bad, Puerto Rico. It's crazy. What's this say? I'm confused. Gotcha. Maple syrup and Tim Hortons for everyone. Would we be able to get discounts, like cheaper maple syrup and Tim Horton donuts?
Right.
And that would be the question. If that became the thing. Here's one. It's really, though, it's too liberal. It'd be like adding another California to the union. Oh, interesting. There's another text here says, but really, how does Puerto Rico benefit U.S. economically and strategically? Vacations, baby. Yeah. Like, see, look what we did to Hawaii. Okay. Hawaii wasn't Hawaii until it became a state. So just imagine what Puerto Rico will do for the United States if it becomes a state. That's what I'm saying. Canada makes more sense, though, strategically and economically. That's according to the texture. What are your thoughts? 850-437-1620. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew McKay right here on Pensacola Morning News. Coming up here next, though, I do want to bring up the Super Bowl commercials just a little bit. There's a variety of commercials I thought were pretty good, and I'll share some of those with you, as well as what are your thoughts on the General Chappie James Bridge? What is General Chappie James Bridge? All right. Now, you're listening to News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable.
Investing in times like these can be scary if you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances. Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. Coming up after the Pensacola Morning News at 9, join Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors to find a better way you can successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. Join them today, right after the Pensacola Morning News at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
So a couple of years ago, my wife and I were thinking about buying a Honda Odyssey, and we had about 6 months we figured left on the main gasket, head gasket for our Grand Caravan, and we just wanted to test drive an Odyssey to make sure it's what we wanted. Nobody had one. It just was the wrong age for the pre-owned certifieds, and it was a whole mess. We couldn't find one to test drive, but we knew we wanted to make sure what we were going to buy eventually. Well, Frontier had one, and we test drove it, and we loved it. And they said, do you want to look at a price? And we didn't want to be rude and say no, so we looked at the price. And we're like, oh, that's a pretty good price. Can you come down a little bit? And they said, yes. We said, well, can you give us a day? And they said, yes. We said, can you come down a little bit more? And they said, yes. And we said, well, can we buy it? And they said, yes. I mean, it was that easy. And we wound up buying a one-year-old car with about 12,000 miles on it that had come back from an auction in Orlando because the dealership there couldn't sell it for whatever reason. And we got a great deal on an outstanding car that we have loved ever since. And we didn't go to buy a car. We just went to look at it, and we couldn't say no once we saw what they had. That's how easy it is to find good quality cars at Frontier Motors. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
A message from the Studer Community Institute. Building Brains is the largest construction program in Escambia County. It's a program in which each new mother receives education on how to build her baby's brain. And it's working. In 6 years, Escambia County has improved from having 43% of children ready for kindergarten to 50%. We have a ways to go, and you can help. Join me March 6th at Light Up Learning at Blue Wahoo Stadium. To learn more, please write to me at quint@quintstuder.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Okay, I'm Bob. Filling in for Andrew here on News Radio 93. degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be high about 70 today, so not much warmer than what it is right now. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620 is a text. We're talking about Canada becoming the 51st state. Huh? That's got to peeve off Puerto Rico. Here's another text. I don't remember the last time somebody invaded Canada. Do they even have a military? I think the last time somebody invaded Canada was during the War of 1812, maybe. I don't know. It was a long time ago. You know, I remember when I moved up to Cleveland for a radio gig, I was surprised to find out there were shipwrecks in Lake Erie and in the Great Lakes. And they're from like the Revolutionary War and things like that. And I'm like, what? There's ships from the Revolutionary War at the bottom of the lakes there? And they have all these stories of the Battle of Lake Erie and everything. And there was like big naval battles on the Great Lakes. And I don't know why I didn't know that, but, or maybe I knew it and I forgot about it, but it's kind of cool. Super Bowl commercials. There's a quite a few. Here's the ones I thought was good. There's a lot of good ones, and some of them I was like, some of them, so okay. I'll get into those right after Traffic on the Fives with John Pickens. Go ahead, John.
That's right. That's right. Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Even Highway 90 coming from Pace into Pensacola or vice versa. It looks good, too. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Here's my quick rundown of what I thought were the top ones. The Dunkin' commercial with Ben Affleck and Casey Affleck. And there's one line in there where they said, you should have paid for Matt. That was a funny line. Little Caesars, Eugene Levy's eyebrows flying around and freaking people out. That was hilarious. Doritos UFO. Mountain Dew Baja Blast with Seal, the singer, where all of a sudden there's a seal that has Seal's face on it.
Yeah, that one
I
was
laughed
kind of
out loud when I saw
it. I know,
that.
But it was kind of weird too.
It's creepy, but yeah. It made me laugh out loud. I thought it was hilarious. Michelob Ultra commercial with Catherine O'Hara and Willem Dafoe, where they challenge people to play pickleball.
Oh, well, that's right. They're like champions.
That's pretty much like I started playing pickleball last October, and it's all the older people that kick your butt. Like, they're serious about it. And so you got to watch it. The Pringles commercial with the mustaches, that was similar to the Eugene Levy eyebrow one, but the mustaches fly around going and get Pringles. And then two car commercials. I love the Ram commercial with Gene Powell as Goldilocks, and he's going around and doing stuff. Oh, my gosh, that commercial cracked me up. That probably was my favorite one. And then I liked Harrison Ford's Jeep short film that was
good. I mean, it was really good.
Especially when he pointed out, he goes, this is my favorite vehicle, even though my last name is Ford.
I know.
Yeah, that was kind of funny. So those were some of my top ones that I thought were pretty good. And I know that Matthew McConaughey's Uber Eats, the Birth of Football one, that where he's playing all these different characters.
Yes.
Was very good. That being said, Matthew McConaughey's not acting anymore. We don't see him in movies and TV shows anymore, right? He's decided he wants to be a family man. He does the Lincoln commercials. He does the Uber Eats. Last night, he was the star of the Super Bowl commercials. He was in three, at least that I counted, three Super Bowl commercials. These Super Bowl commercials cost $8 million each.
I could believe that.
$8 million to air, and he was in three of them. So he's gone on to just like, you know what? I'm going to have a second career as the highest paid commercial actor. Because good grief, if they're paying $8 million to air that thing, you know they had to be paying him pretty penny to do. There wasn't a Lincoln commercial. If there was a Lincoln commercial, he would have been in there four or five times. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. There you go. General Chappie James Bridge. The General Chappie James Bridge is supposed to was supposed to have a memorial there at the foot of the bridge on right around 17th where the exit is for 17th Street, but the funding for it has kind of hit a snag a while ago. And if you're not familiar with General Chappie James Bridge, it is what we commonly refer to as Three Mile Bridge. that's supposed to be, I mean, the legal name of it is General Chappie James Bridge, which I remember when they advocated for that and they petitioned to name it that and blah, blah, blah. I was like, nobody's going to call it that. Everybody's going to call it the 3 Mile Bridge still. Like, they're just going to call it the new 3 Mile Bridge. Because the last 3 Mile Bridge also had a name and nobody knew what it was. We just called it 3 Mile Bridge. And so there was supposed to be a memorial that was supposed to be, but they ran into funding issues. However, now Commissioner Mike Kohler says the city and the county need to move forward with a signed deal for the General Chappie James Memorial Plaza by the end of the month. And so they have a goal to try to come up with some sort of funding between the city and the big issue right now isn't the initial funding to develop it, to build it. The issue is continued funding to maintain it. That's where the rift is right now. All right, it is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for him right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
Take the Vince Lombardi home to Philadelphia.
Philadelphia Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie handed the Super Bowl championship trophy by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell after a 40-22 win over the Kansas City Chiefs on Fox. The Eagles led 34-0 before the Chiefs' offense even crossed midfield. Quarterback Jalen Hurts is named the game's most valuable player. Kansas City was trying to be the first team to win three titles in a row. President Trump says he's ordered the Treasury Department to stop making new pennies.
U.S. Mint reporting in 2024 that it cost 3.69 cents to produce a penny, resulting in a $179 million loss for the U.S. Treasury. The president calling it wasteful, saying it's time to rip the waste out of the nation's budget one penny at a time.
Fox's Sue Guzman. The president says he also plans to announce new tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 68 degrees in Pensacola today. Escambia County officials say they're looking into parking solutions at Pensacola Beach. Channel 3 reporting the county's now put out RFPs for parking solutions and to address traffic impact. District 4 Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger tells Channel 3 they're looking at the possibility of parking garages in the most efficient way of getting people to and from the beach. Escambia County's lost another offer on the OLF 8 property. Beulah Town Center LLC withdrew their $45 million offer late last week. That comes after the county reversed a prior decision to exclusively negotiate with them on the development.
There was a complete reverse in their position from the morning to the evening. Quite frankly, we didn't like it. And we don't think we want to be part of that type of, you know, public negotiation.
That's Fred Hemmer with Beulah Town Center. The company has spent 8 years now negotiating, trying to close the deal, which has seen many changes, such as the size of the property included in the sale. Beulah Town Center is the third company to withdraw from negotiations. There's currently still three active bids for the property. Well, two men are facing felony charges for allegedly stealing thousands of dollars worth of copper phone lines in the north part of Escambia County. The sheriff's office says they were called to an area around State Line Road and Shady Lane in Century after a GPS tracker sent a tamper alert recently. The tracker had been attached after a previous tampering incident where copper lines were taken. When deputies arrived, they say 55-year-old Kenneth Wayne Gibbons and 40-year-old David Lee Gibbons had loaded 780 feet of 400-pair and 200-pair telephone line wire onto a trailer. Both suspects were arrested and have since been released on $10,000 bond. Well, some players with Florida ties got Super Bowl rings this weekend. The Philadelphia Eagles beat the Kansas City Chiefs last night in Super Bowl 59, the Eagles had 9 players either from Florida or that played college football in the state. That includes former Florida State Seminole Josh Sweat. The defensive end had a game-high 2.5 sacks in last night's win. Looks like Jacksonville is hoping to host another Super Bowl in the future. Mike Weinstein is the chief of staff in the city for Mayor Donna Deegan. He discussed the possibility yesterday. He says Jacksonville may apply to host the Super Bowl again once renovations to the Jaguars Stadium are done in 2028. Weinstein tells First Coast News that the stadium is being designed and built with the possibility of hosting a Super Bowl in mind. He says, though, the NFL would likely want to see the stadium operating before they awarded the city a Super Bowl. Their last Super Bowl was in 2005. Rick Scott says he thinks Democrats are obstructing the confirmation process for President Trump's team. Scott wrote on X yesterday, only 13 of Trump's nominees have been confirmed because of delayed votes. He called that a double standard and said by this time in the Obama administration, twice as many nominees had already been confirmed. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still seeing no accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good, even 98, but I'm starting to see a little slowdown if you're headed on Highway 29 just north of West 9 Mile Road. You're going to see a minor slowdown there. Also, downtown Milton into East Milton, starting to see a little backup there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to be seeing a touch of some fog on coastal areas this morning. That should fade away as we go into the afternoon. High today near 72 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 63. Going into Tuesday, 40% chance of some showers and thunderstorms. High near 71. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 66 degrees. Stay connected. Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now it is 68 degrees in Pensacola, 66 in Gulf Breeze, 65 in Milton. Our next news at 7. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury yields were flat this morning as investors looked ahead to several key economic data points this week and braced themselves for new tariff announcements. The 10-year Treasury yield was up less than one basis point at 4.493%. McDonald's quarterly earnings met expectations, but its revenue fell short of Wall Street's estimates. The burger chain's U.S. same-store sales declined as customers spent less at its restaurants. Both McDonald's international divisions reported same-store sales growth. BP shares jumped more than 7% following reports that activist investor Elliott Management has built a stake in the struggling oil major and could pressure the energy company to shift gears on its core oil and gas businesses. Futures are moderately higher ahead of key economic data coming this week. Friday, the Dow Industrials lost 444, the NASDAQ lost 268, the S&P 500 down 57. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
You know, one of the things that I appreciate about Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty is they do all these little things, and all the little things add up to big differences in the results. And there's one kind of example of that that's always stuck with me that Christina told me about, is she says, look, when somebody comes and looks at one of my houses and they don't make an offer, what I do is I call the agent and I say, you know, hey, I saw the person looked at the house and, you know, didn't make an offer. What did they think? Or what didn't they like? Or, you know, what happened? And then let them talk. And they'll say, well, the price was too high. Or they'll say, I, you know, it didn't fit my family's needs. Or I didn't like the layout of the living room. Or, you know, whatever. And then what Christina learns from that is what might be the impediments that knowing this can help her sell that house in the future. Or, oh, well, we can fix that. If we fix that, would they be interested? Maybe they would be. You might even be able to turn it into a sale. I mean, that's a little thing. It's sort of obvious. Everybody should do it. But she actually does that. And it's all those little things that make for big results. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, 723-9158.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 67 degrees here in the Pensacola area, going to be a high of about 70 today. Yesterday was the Super Bowl. And, you know, one of the thing that's interesting is you see, as soon as the game's over, I mean, the game's not even over, just as soon as the last tick hits, you start seeing all these Eagles players wearing Super Bowl champion gear. And you're like, so how did they predict that they were going to win? Somebody predicted they were going to win, already had the merchandise already created. Well, of course, they created merchandise for both teams. So what happens to the losing team's merchandise? It actually goes to different countries. Five different countries receive T-shirts, hats, and other merchandise, declaring them the champion. So, let me see where it is. I thought I had it right here. Where did it go? I just had it. Here you go. Mongolia. So if you ever travel to Mongolia, you might be seeing some Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl winners gear. Georgia, not the state, the country. Estonia, Latvia, and I thought this one was interesting. Ukraine. That's right. Ukraine. That's double dissing the Chiefs. First, they got smacked down by the Eagles last night, and then they go and get bombed by Russia. Just saying. We're going to put you in harm's way. We're going to make this gear, this Chiefs gear, it just needs to go away. It needs to go away forever. We're going to go send it over to Mongolia, Outer Mongolia. It's not even going to the good parts of Mongolia. It's going to Outer Mongolia. And then we're going to send it to Ukraine so it can get bombed and hopefully incinerated. Hopefully nobody's wearing the gear, but we're just going to send it there. We're going to put it right on the front lines so it can get obliterated. Needs to go away. We need to forget forever that the Kansas City Chiefs ever made the Super Bowl this year. Should have been the Buffalo Bills or the Ravens. I don't know where I got the Southern accent from. Sorry about that. There is, I don't know what the Flash 1980. What was Flash 1980?
Well, I was playing the Flash theme song. Yes, that was the Queen. Yeah.
Because you're old. There is, it's sad that somewhere out there people actually think the Falcons won a Super Bowl. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah, it's kind of funny though. There is Governor DeSantis has empowered state troopers to enforce immigration laws here in Florida. So the state troopers will indeed, he did this last Friday, announced a new partnership between the Florida Highway Patrol and Department of Homeland Security, calls it a deputization of state enforcement entities. Troopers that patrol the highways won't be on the lookout for speedy drivers. They'll also be trained to enforce immigration policy. Now, they already do certain things pertaining to immigration, but they will, I guess, they're going to be helping out ICE. They'll work directly with ICE, United States Immigration and Customs, in order to try to enforce immigration. Now, I'm seeing, of course, a lot of pushback in all of this. I have a couple of thoughts about that right after Traffic on the Fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. If you're traveling northbound on Highway 29, right around Airport Boulevard, you might see some delays there at the intersection. That's north and southbound, so just be aware of that. Highway 90 is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thank you very much, John. There was so Governor DeSantis has approved state troopers to help ICE to help with enforce immigration laws in the Florida Florida crackdown. There was a protest at UWF over the weekend, and it was life. This is their theme: life without immigrants. I see that kind of stuff, and it just makes me roll my eyes. Just roll my eyes. Because it, just the theme in and of itself, just seems to be evidence of complete and utter ignorance or hubris. Meaning you're just exaggerating the truth. There's two problems we have with this whole life without immigrants mentality, or this whole illegal immigration situation. One, this crackdown on immigration, they say, is not cracked on immigration. It's a crackdown on illegal immigrants. Immigrants who do not come here through the legal processes. So there's not an anti-immigrant sentiment. There is a little bit, by the way. I'm not saying that everybody who is anti-illegal immigrant is just anti-illegal immigrant. I remember I interviewed Rick Santorum a couple years ago and was stunned when he basically said, we need to stop all immigration. And I was like, oh, you mean, he's like, no, I mean all immigration. We need to have no immigration for 10 years. I was like, wait, what? and so there's some people who are anti-immigrant. They want to stop everybody from coming in the country. But for the most part, most people I know and the vast majority of people I know who are supporting a crackdown on this immigration and stuff like this are talking about illegal immigrants, those who just snuck into the country or those who came here legally through a green card, overstayed their visa and did not go home, and now they're just in the country somewhere. That's what the crackdown is that people are interested in. But there's two problems we have with immigration. One is, you know, the clarification we're talking about, and illegal into immigrants. So it's anti-illegal immigration, not anti-immigration. The second problem, though, is our immigration system is broken. Our immigration system is set up where the poorest of the poor in other countries feel like the only way they can come here is if they sneak in. And in my opinion, we do need to fix that. I talked to some other people. They go, nope, we only need the best and brightest from other countries to come here. I'm like, that's not really how the country was established. We had the poorest of the poor that would come through Staten Island, right? And through that, it would be Irish immigrants or Italian immigrants or even British immigrants. We had the poorest of the poor. They wanted a better life. They wanted a better chance. They wanted the American dream. That's why they came here. And now we're going to tell people, well, that time has passed. Now you can't come. No, you're giving them no choice but to come here illegally. So I feel like that is a part of our immigration system, one of the main parts of our immigration system that needs to be fixed and addressed, which is, okay, we're going to create a pathway for you to come here legally if you're the poorest of the poor, instead of trying to pay a coyote to sneak you across the border. So that's there's two parts of that right there. Here's a text. Liberals leaning on farm workers and grocery prices to protect the illegal immigrants has the same vibe as pro-slavery sentiment did in the 1860s, which is to say utterly despicable on all counts. And actually, I'm going to go ahead and say this too. It's not just liberals. All right. I used to have these debates with Republicans in the early 2000s because they were like, well, we need farm workers. And like, what do you mean you need farm? Well, if we have to pay farm workers, you know, minimum wage, lots and lots of businesses like Green Giant will go out of business. And I'm like, okay, so you're okay with slave labor as long as it fits your agenda. Like, come on. And so it's not just a liberal thing. Believe me, there's a lot of Republicans who, when you start really getting to the nitty gritty and going, we need to, they go, well, I'm not, you know, I feel like we need to crack down illegal immigration, but we need to have a special acceptance for farm workers. You're like, come on, stop. all right. Let's hear another. But it takes forever to get a green card. Wait, is this one? Yeah. But it takes forever to get a green card for ones married to U.S. citizens. It's so frustrating. Oh, I've known quite a few that way, too. They're actually married and not like as a way to scam the system. Actually married, and it's hard for them to get a green card. Good point. So turning the channel now. Okay. Good luck finding somebody else who's as smart as me. But whatever. Here's the other one that says, even worse that it's our folks too. Yeah, exactly. That's my point. All right. The other thing is, I wanted to bring this up. I'm probably going to run out of time. Let's go ahead and get a break. When we come back here, I do want to talk about our Senator Rick Scott. He has introduced a bill called the Senior Act, S-E-N-I-O-R, the Senior Act. I'll tell you what it's about coming up next right here on News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable.
Start your year in a new Subaru from Anderson Subaru. 2024 Crosstrek model starting at $25,262. 2024 Forester Wilderness model starting at $36,222. And 2025 Outback model start at $28,868. Love is out there. Find it at Anderson Subaru. Highway 29 just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay, get your GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us this Wednesday at 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, I'm Bobby Rossi filling in Jennifer Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, share your thoughts or opinions, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Got a text here. It says, immigrants came through Ellis Island, not Staten Island. You said Staten Island. Oh, my bad. So, yeah, thank you for correcting me on that. And then if you'd like to listen to us, you can do so anytime, anywhere through our mobile app. Just download our mobile app, the News Radio Pensacola mobile app, on the Apple or Google Play stores. And you can listen to the live stream. You can check out news and much more right there on the mobile app. It's 67 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be high of about 70 today. Senator Rick Scott. Oh, actually, coming at the beginning of the next hour, I'll share my thoughts on the Super Bowl, kind of what I think was one of the key factors of the Super Bowl from last night, where the Eagles won 40-22. Senator Rick Scott introduced a bill called the Senior Act, S-E-N-I-O-R. It stands for Social Engagement and Network Initiatives for Older Relief. That's a mouthful. Basically, what he's saying is those in their twilight years, older Americans, deal with loneliness. So he's talking about senior loneliness. And so he's introduced this act, the Senior Act, that would add loneliness to the definition of disease prevention and health promotion services. What that would do is it would create pathways for socialization programs to counter isolation. I think this is kind of interesting, especially, I mean, he's a senator from Florida, where we obviously have a large retirement population here. So he's doing something for that would hopefully benefit the state, but also benefit older Americans throughout the country. I have some thoughts about that. First, get traffic on the fives, John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents still to let you know about, but if you're traveling from downtown Milton into East Milton, I'm seeing some backups there going to East Milton Elementary School. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Senator Rick Scott stated, combating the feeling of isolation and loneliness for our aging community has endless benefits, from better mental and physical health to stronger multigenerational relationships with families and communities. So this bill, if it passed, would create pathways for socialization programs to counter isolation. I don't know what that would look like. What does that mean? A socialization program. Let me back up. A government-funded and government-created socialization program to counter isolation. Is this like government-paid parties for old folks? And can I participate? I'm just saying. This, I don't know. Like, the concept, hey, let's tackle senior loneliness. The concept, I agree with wholeheartedly. The solution sounds a little hokey to me.
Are they going to force them to, like, mingle
exactly,
and stuff? I mean,
exactly.
I'm still trying to figure that one out.
Excuse me, Mr. Rossi. We didn't see you at last night's social gathering. It is mandatory for you to attend at least 3 social gatherings per month in order to continue your stay in, I don't know what. I'm just, what? And then what if I'm not even in a nursing home? What if I'm not even in a senior care facility? I just own my house. Right? Get a knock at the door.
Yep.
Mr. Rossi, we missed you at last week's gathering. It's very important for you to attend next week's gathering in order to continue to get your Social Security check. We're going to cut you off. It's in your best benefit to socialize with other people. And we're going to do what's best for you, whether you like it or not. I'm just saying, I like the concept. It seems like in practice it'd be weird. I don't know. As a text says, wow, I'm all in for Senior Act, no matter what others may think about it. Another one says, they'll ship all the seniors down to the villages with their choice of a loofah. If you know, you know. Okay. Yeah. I'm just saying, I love the idea. We got this. And here's the thing. I actually read a study that came out a year ago or so that was actually talking about loneliness among men. And it's kind of a scary study to show how many men do not have any close friends and people they can confide in and things like that. And so loneliness is becoming a big issue from teenagers.
Local news every hour.